Israel has expanded its military offensive farther into Gaza, while it says it aims to eliminate Hamas. Troops are now in the home city of Gaza's top Hamas leader, and Palestinians who followed Israel's instructions and fled to that area are now fleeing again. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports on the latest bombardments and displacements.
The night sky lit up in orange and yellow. Flares fell in an arc. Israel last night began bombarding the surroundings of Khan Yunis, Gaza's second biggest city. A freelance journalist filmed this from his home in a different part of central Gaza, Deir al-Balah. An English teacher I know just fled that area, Bilal Shaber.
Lots of things happened to me and my family.
His high school-aged nephews were killed in a strike. He was running low on food and afraid to pick oranges from the trees in the yard because of drones in the sky. He fled before Israeli tanks arrived outside his home. By this new phase of the war, Israel is telling people to evacuate an area that's nearly a third of Gaza. Troops are now in Khan Yunis, the home city of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Israel says it's trying to destroy Hamas's military capabilities after its October 7th attacks. It killed about 1,200 people and took hundreds of hostages.
Israel does not have any choice but to hit the Hamas headquarters. And we know the headquarters and maybe the hostages are in Khan Yunis.
Avichai Mandelblit was formerly Israel's military advocate general and attorney general. I asked him about Israel's humanitarian responsibility in urging 2 million Palestinians to keep moving into smaller and smaller areas. He said they'll be displaced, but at least they'll move out of harm's way.
I'm not telling it is nice being there, but the only thing that we try to do is to protect their lives. If they're going to stay in Khan Yunis in such an intensity of combats, then lots of civilian life will be lost. The most important thing is that they will not die.
Many have already died. The Gaza Health Ministry says more than 15,000 have been killed so far in the war, many in areas where Israel told them they'd be safer. Now people are fleeing to Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. NPR producer Anas Baba found some sawing wood to build temporary shelters in a children's playground. And he found streets teeming with the newly displaced. Cars had blankets and luggage strapped onto the roof.
Many families that we can see here, just like having their own baggages and belongings. And they're just standing on the street. Do not understand exactly where are they going.
Hundreds of thousands followed Israel's calls to leave northern Gaza for their own safety. Now they've heeded Israeli calls to go even further south. One woman sat on the sidewalk with a rolled-up carpet, pillows, and canned food. It was the third time she'd moved her family since the war began. And she even called out Hamas.
Allah yahdihom Hamas, yahdi Ismail Haniyeh.
She said, may God destroy Hamas and Ismail Haniyeh. That's Hamas's political leader who left Gaza a few years ago. Who did Ismail Haniyeh lose? Did any of his family get martyred? His brothers, his nephews, his cousins, his wife, his kids? Not one. We are the ones who lost. She only gave her first name, Latifa, to avoid any repercussions of publicly criticizing Hamas in wartime. She spent last night sheltering in a school in Khan Yunis. Bodies were strewn outside. She said, imagine dead martyrs and animals come and gnaw at their bones. I wanted to retrieve a martyr, but I couldn't. Where are the countries of the world? She said. She named Egypt. The Egyptian border is close by, but Egypt won't open its border to most Palestinians to flee. And the U.S. agrees. It doesn't want mass displacement from Gaza. So Palestinians are being squeezed into smaller and smaller areas of Gaza. Daniel Estrin, NPR News.